Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the extravaganza today, comedian Augie Smith's kid has a food allergy plus hand, foot, mouth disease. It's all coming up next.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now
and then.
You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
You might hear bits of conversation as you pass through public places. Some loud talker on a cell phone. At the next table, there's a tiff. Most washed by and not remembered. But one night just last December, I passed two women who were talking by the front door of my hotel. The moment that I heard their words, I stopped and thanked them by the curb. I said it was the finest one-line eavesdrop that I had ever known. Scribbling on my hotel bed, I recorded what they said. With a hotel pen, I wrote then they had to taser her again. Again, they had to taser her. First time wasn't fazing her. Whatever she did it twice. Who was that gal? Why weren't she nice? She still advanced, a coming strong. So they cranked the volts. She soiled her thong. Didn't get the hint. Because then they had to taser her again. There are questions that are classic, like a diamond with its facets. You can look from every angle and never guess the truth. Were there warrants unresolved? How much alcohol was involved? How long had she been on the phone to tech support? Oh, again, they had to taser her. First time wasn't fazing her. Whatever she did it twice. Who was that gal? Why weren't she nice? She still advanced, a coming strong. So they cranked the volts. She soiled her thong. Didn't get the hint. Because then they had to taser her again. Didn't get the hint. Because then they had to taser her again.
All right. Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Longtime friend of the show, comedian Augie Smith is here with us.
Hey, everybody.
It's good to see you, Augie. Doomed to play Lex Luthor someday, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
He'd be a good Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Sporting the bald head way before anybody else. Mm-hmm. Josh Arnold on his way to
Real
Fort Wayne.
Jerk.
Josh doing two shows in Fort Wayne at the famous Fort Wayne Comedy Club. One night only with Josh.
Yes.
Should be very, very good. You couldn't work tonight because it's a big date night.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Romance is in the air.
Making some salmon, are you?
No.
Oh.
That has been changed.
Wait, whoa. I thought the whole thing was you were making salmon with your sweetie.
Yeah, she requested grilled salmon, but...
broke up?
No.
Oh,
check local listings.
Barry in the lead.
I'm not going to be grilling on the deck tonight.
A little chilly. So,
yeah, in some parts of the...
You mean a little chilly weather?
You would if you loved her.
Thank you, Ace.
Josh, that's here's helpful. How... my years of experience in this room, you know how you should have answered the question, salmon tonight?
Yes,
indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what you should have
said. No, we talked about it and decided we're going to do something else. So
what are we going to do?
We don't know yet. We just decided we're going to do something else. We don't know what the something
White
else
Castle.
Is.
White Castle.
I'm sure
nothing
that would
wrong
be.
With that.
I'd like fresh made peanut butter from the Amazon.
Oh, all right. Let me go ahead and get right on.
Okay. Well, I want to explore a little bit more with Billie Eilish and the James Bond theme. Because I think it's growing on you, chick.
Maybe.
Billie Eilish.
Like a fungus.
I have trouble saying Billie Eilish. Again, it's like trying to have odd jobs say Billie Eilish. Famous character from James Bond. This is it. This is the theme. And it starts kind of slow. And it reminds me of something. Let's see. It's awfully sad.
There's no time to die.
James Bond's supposed to have an erection at all times and be shooting people.
Yeah, he lives a tough existence, though.
Die.
Okay. now, here's something cool about it. You'll hear the... Okay, Billy, this time, can you take it without the peanut butter sandwich in your mouth? Okay, let's go.
I love a good peanut butter sandwich.
There's the time to die crammed in there. Okay.
Yeah.
But here's the end of the song.
Okay.
You'll see something. You'll know why I like this.
There's just no time to die.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, the James Bond chord.
Yeah.
Sounds different.
Then I would bet right there there's probably some action finally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the
after the
well,
weepy some, the weepy song,
some drone shot into a casino.
Well, the eye will open up, won't it? Or
yeah,
at the beginning
of
the movie.
That's
right. Is that at the beginning or maybe?
I
it's
forget
at the
exactly
end,
where that. But oh boy, that's. I think that works. I think that's gonna play really well.
Okay, it kind of reminds
kids
me.
Kids will love it.
Let me a little more of the beginning of it.
We were a pair.
Yeah.
Well, she's known for that. That's what she's known for.
It reminds me of this.
I can see why.
Right.
The vocal. Or this.
Be quiet.
Remember this one, John?
Big boys don't cry.
Yeah.
Big boys don't cry.
Now this
that does sound
song.
Like Billy talking.
That's the 10cc, I'm Not in Love.
Yeah.
Remember that song?
What now?
Well, that's what they say 10cc might mean, yeah, is that it's the amount of...
I'm sorry, 10cc's is what now?
Is the amount of ejaculate that comes out of a man each time.
Standard.
Yeah, that's what
standard.
You said.
Yeah, the average man.
You're doing
right,
more.
Right. In your case, it's
more. Oh,
less because I masturbate so often.
Yeah.
No, it's, of course. Yeah, no, I'm pretty much just ghost loads at this point.
You and the milkman come in quartz.
Oh, my God.
Every now and then, Josh, just a whistle.
Look who's here. Yeah. It's comedian Augie Smith. Now, Augie,
hey, everybody.
Longtime friend of the show.
Oh,
and a longtime bachelor. But not anymore.
No.
You,
family man, baby.
Yeah.
And fertile.
Regular old family man. That's what I am. It's two kids. It's two kids. I'm an old man, and I have two little kids. My son now is 5, if you can believe it.
Man, oh, man.
Great age.
I can't believe that.
He's very, very L.A. He has a food allergy.
Oh,
yeah.
Here we go. Hey.
Now, it's funny because, like, my generation and Tom, you know what I'm talking about here, is that, like, we didn't have food allergies, right?
Yeah,
we would just eat peanuts and die.
Sure. Yeah, in the herd.
The way that it was. And we get mad about, these kids with their food allergies. What's the matter, six-year-old with a food allergy? What, your immune system can't handle 150 years of industrial pollution pumped into your air and drinking water? Get over it, snowflake! So, my son's particular food allergy is to eggs, which is weird because he's half egg.
Oh, yeah, that is weird. Now that is a joke!
It's a truism.
Egg. He's half egg on his mother's side.
Hey!
Nice.
So, anybody out there that has a kid with a food allergy, you know you have to have something. It's called an EpiPen.
Yeah, for sure.
Which, by the way, is not a pen. It has the word pen in it. It's a needle, and it's not a pen. If you don't believe me, try to address an envelope with your EpiPen. You'll just put a hole in that thing because it is a needle. It is a needle, and it costs $650 for
what?
The needle. Now, I live in Los Angeles, okay? There are needles everywhere, okay? They're everywhere. Oh, but none of those are good enough for my kid, right? He's got to have this specific $650 needle, which, by the way, it expires. The EpiPen expires. My $650 needle expires. Last time I gave my kid eggs, I did it just to get my money's worth. Let me tell you something. If that thing expires on February 17th, February 16th is starting with an omelet, or as it'll be known from now on, the day Daddy saved your life. So we go. I take the kids and the family to medieval times.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do we know this place?
Sure. Yeah,
we all know this place. It's medieval times. And the thing is, if you have a food allergy, a kid with a food allergy, you got to fill out paperwork and everything, and you hand it to Serf Eugene. So, which, I don't know if I trust Serf Eugene at this point.
Yeah,
I mean, you're 25 and you're still a serf?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You should be a stonemason by now,
sure.
Or maybe even a wheelwright.
Uh-huh. Yeah. True.
So we fill out all this stuff, and we go to medieval times. And I know exactly when we went. We went on Martin Luther King weekend. I know this because I used a coupon code.
Oh.
I used a Martin Luther King coupon code to go into a building so I could be randomly assigned a color and then boo people that were randomly assigned a different color. Which I think is what Martin Luther King had in mind.
May have been a dream.
I didn't watch the whole speech. I don't know. You know how it is. Somebody starts telling you about their dream and you just sort of like tune out. Like, I have a dream. Oh, I know where this is going. So, we get in there. I give Serf Eugene all the paperwork and everything, but here's the thing about it. They just start bringing you food. I guess there were no menus in medieval times, so they just start. And so he plots down this thing, and he says, this is baby dragon. First of all, just say dragon. I don't want to eat baby anything. I'm certain that in my life I've eaten baby pig, but they didn't call it that. They called it bacon. So I don't want to eat a baby. Can you imagine a more adorable thing in the world than a big-eyed baby dragon? I got little kids here. They don't want to eat a baby dragon. They just watched one get trained on the TV on the ride over here. No, they don't want to eat it. So the thing is, I don't know how dragon is prepared. Maybe it's prepared with egg. I don't know what it is. And the allergy is really bad. It's like you can even touch him and it gets topical. Now you're saying, why am I saying all this stuff? I'll tell you why. Because the day after medieval times, my son wakes up, he's got this big rash on his face. Right? Big horrible rash on his face. And we thinking that, well, Serf Eugene touched him with, you know, the enchanted garlic bread. That's what happened, right? And then the next day he has to go to school and he still has the rash on his face. So what's important to understand is you need to know my neighborhood. Although I live in Los Angeles, I'm not a rich guy. Our neighborhood is what's known as a shady tire store. You go to Los Angeles, you go 10 minutes north on the I-5, and when you see 70 shady tire stores, that's where Augie Smith lives. Nice. The demographics of my neighborhood are as follows. It's equal parts Central American, Mexican, Armenian, and my family who lives in my neighborhood. So my boy's got the rash on his face, and we send him to school because our school is very big about send him to school. Unless they're dying, you send him to school, right? So we send him to school. 20 minutes later, I get a call from the school. You got to pick him up. So what I think is a food allergy is actually something called hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Oh, my
which,
gosh.
As the nurse put it, is super contagious. It's super contagious. So I got to go pick up my son. Now, here's the thing. I don't like to talk about race a lot, but it's important to understand that my son is the only classically white kid, not just in his class, in the entire school. He's very easy to spot, is what I'm trying to tell you. So I got to go pick him up. And because of the super contagious nature of the virus, which, by the way, hand, foot, and mouth, that's just everything. That's just a doctor naming stuff. Yeah, you got hand, foot, mouth, disease. That's what you got. It's like a guy pretending to be a doctor trying to give you a diagnosis. You know, you got arm, hair, eyes, disease. That's what you got. So I got to pick him up. And so because they have to write a letter. Because I've brought this, because my son, patient zero, as he's known from now on, has brought this virus into the school. So they have to send a letter home that my son, now you got to understand my neighborhood. This letter is being translated into like 5 different languages. And these are very superstitious people. There was definitely a lamb that was slaughtered. And there was blood above a door. So to keep my son away at this point, or as he's known now, El Diablo Blanco. We're not as welcome as we used to be, is what I'm trying to say at school. And I'm not good at parenting. Did you know that was a thing? That hand, foot, and mouth was a thing?
Yes, I did.
I thought it was made up. I thought it was that's like cows get that or something.
Right, right.
Mouth and hand and hair. It's everything. He's got everything. All the diseases all at once came.
It's a childhood disease, yes.
Can you take an EpiPen on a plane?
Yes, you can.
They know what those are. Yeah. Okay.
And now I really want to use it to take over a plane, Tom.
Oh, boy.
I had to carry one of those around once for one of my son's friends.
Oh.
And it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Because you're going, every time you go to a restaurant, you have to go, okay. But I did find, this is boring but true, I thought every restaurant we'd go to, we'd say, well, he's got these allergies. Every single time the cook came out.
Oh, really?
To the table and said, okay, tell me what you got. Okay, but we have separate pans. Every single time. So I thought I was really impressed with the thoughtfulness of people in today's world. But another thing, I'm sure you've encountered this, you can't bring homemade snacks to the soccer games anymore.
Oh, no.
Everything's got to be store-bought and labeled.
Because they put eggs in everything. The whole planet's been poisoned for my son. Because we have this need to have eggs and everything, except for like really cheap, terrible food. Like the overly processed stuff doesn't have eggs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I can give them all that.
Did you? Once. So how was the baby dragon? Did it?
The baby, I
had it once.
It tastes like chicken.
Did it?
But apparently they didn't have chickens in medieval times.
That's weird.
I think they did. Like, you know how broccoli was invented right? Like 40 years ago? I guess they didn't have.
Not 40. It was 100 years ago.
2000.
I had the baby dragon. Gave me terrible heartburn.
It'll do that, yeah. Heartburn.
Sorry, it's a dragon.
Beautiful.
No, I agree with you though. I don't want it. I can't order veal because I did. I think the cow at least didn't have time to.
No baby.
Really enjoy life. I can't eat those baby carrots either. Come on.
Who came up with the word veal though instead of baby carrots?
Genius.
Genius.
Oh yeah.
Marketing man.
Naming is very important.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Call it. You want to call it a New York strip steak? Oh, that sounds famous. Yeah, but it's a crappy piece of beef.
Yeah, the same guy who named veal named advanced interrogation techniques. Same dude.
Very good. We have a lot to get to here. But coming up, we'll talk with comedian Augie Smith. Brilliant. God, that's so true and so funny. Everybody who's got kids in school, you realize that that school nurse is looming over you.
And this is L.A. school. Okay, this is the most liberal of all schools. It's a sanctuary school, Tom. My son, they don't call it pre-K, they call it TK. I call it LGBTK. My son got in trouble for standing during the national anthem. I'm telling you.
That is liberal school.
It took Huey Newton's birthday off. I'm telling you, it's Huey a Newton. Liberal school.
Okay,
that is right, a right. liberal.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7.
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.